The country of the ancient Mexicans, or Aztecs as they were called, formed but a very small part of the extensive territories comprehended in the modern Republic of Mexico. Its boundaries cannot be defined with certainty, yet it presented every variety of climate and was capable of yielding nearly every fruit found between the equator and the Arctic Circle. All along the Atlantic, the country is bordered by a broad tract called the Tierra Caliente, or hot region, which has the usual high temperature of equinoctial lands. Parched and sandy plains are intermingled with thickets of aromatic shrubs and wild flowers, in the midst of which tower up trees of that magnificent growth which is found only within the tropics. Passing across this burning region, the traveler finds himself rising into a purer atmosphere. The vanilla, the indigo, and the flowering cocoa groves disappear as he advances. The sugar cane and the glossy-leaved banana still accompany him. And when he has ascended about 4,000 feet, he has reached the region of perpetual humidity. The features of the scenery become grand and even terrible. His road sweeps along the base of mighty mountains, once gleaming with volcanic fires. Still pressing upwards, the dark forests of pine announce that he has entered the Tierra Fría, or cold region, the third and last of the great natural terraces into which the country is divided. When he has climbed to the height of between 7,000 and 8,000 feet, the weary traveler sets his foot on the summit of the Cordillera of the Andes, the colossal range that, after traversing South America and the Isthmus of Darien, spreads out as it enters Mexico into a vast sheet of tableland. In the time of the Aztecs, the tableland was thickly covered with larch, oak, cypress, and other forest trees. Midway across the continent, somewhat nearer the Pacific than the Atlantic Ocean, at an elevation of nearly 7,500 feet, is the celebrated Valley of Mexico. It is of an oval form, about 67 leagues in circumference, and is encompassed by a towering rampart of porphyritic rock. Five lakes are spread over the valley, occupying one-tenth of its surface. On the opposite borders of the largest of these basins stood the cities of Mexico and Texcoco, the capitals of the two most potent and flourishing states of Anahuac, whose history, with that of the mysterious races that preceded them in the country, exhibits some of the nearest approaches to civilization to be met with, anciently, on the North American continent. The Mexicans, or Aztecs, came from the remote regions of the north. They arrived on the borders of Anahuac towards the beginning of the 13th century, sometime after the occupation of the land by the kindred races. On one occasion, they were enslaved by a more powerful tribe, but their ferocity soon made them formidable to their masters. After a series of wanderings and adventures, they at length halted on the southwestern borders of the principal lake in the year 1325, and sought a precarious subsistence from fishing and from the wild fowl which frequented the waters, as well as from the cultivation of such simple vegetables as they could raise on their floating gardens. The place was called Tenochtitlan, though only known to Europeans by its other name of Mexico, derived from their war god, Mexitli. They established a reputation for courage, as well as cruelty, in war, which made their name terrible throughout the valley. Then was formed that remarkable league which indeed has no parallel in history. It was agreed between the states of Mexico, Texcoco, and the neighboring little kingdom of Tlacopan that they should mutually support each other in their wars, offensive and defensive. What is more extraordinary than the treaty itself, however, is the fidelity with which it was maintained. The Allies, by the middle of the 15th century, under the first Montezuma, had spread down the sides of the tableland to the borders of the Gulf of Mexico. Tenochtitlan, the Aztec capital, gave evidence of the public prosperity. Its frail tenements were supplanted by solid structures of stone and lime. Its population rapidly increased. No state was able long to resist the accumulated strength of the Confederates.